a big week in politics, none bigger, maybe since the 1970s, really, is we look at the likelihood of impeachment coming midweek. Then Donald Trump will be visiting the state. So will Vice President Mike Pence and a whole lot of others. Joining me on the line, Laura Cox, Michigan Republican Party Chair. Laura, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for asking me.
Always good to have you here. You know, I've been warning Democrats for some time, careful what you wish for, and don't overplay your hand.
Absolutely.
And I think that I'm looking at the newest polling again today, and for the first time in Real Clear Politics average, those opposed to impeaching the president has surpassed those that were in favor. Impeachment is dying on the vine, for lack of a better term. Your thoughts?
It is. It's absolutely dying on the vine. The Democrats misplayed their hand in a huge way. Folks across the country, especially here in Michigan, they recognize it is purely a political game. Nancy Pelosi tried to outfox the American people, and they're calling her on it.
Yeah.
And they're frustrated. They think that they should have been working on things that that they were elected to do in D.C. and help their families and their businesses across Michigan. And folks are frustrated.
Yeah, as you look at what's going on,
you know, we could have some reform on prescription drug costs. Finally, she's been sitting on USMCA for months and months. It's gathering dust, and that would be a huge boon for Michigan. And folks are frustrated.
Yeah, as you look at what's going on here. Alyssa Slotkin, representing Michigan's 8th Congressional District, me personally, too, it's my district, holding a town hall, I think at 11 o'clock this morning at Oakland University, says when I last heard her on Fox News Friday, she said with Bill Hemmer, she had not reached a decision yet, that she would reach a decision by today, Monday, end of business. That's the last word that I heard. I don't know if she's reached a decision or not, but I'm going to guess it's going to be a very packed and exciting meeting. I'm going to hightail it that direction when I get out of here because I want to know. I want to talk to some of these folks down there and see what's going on. What are your thoughts?
I think it'll be worth the drive. She did an op-ed that ran in the Free Press, I believe, yesterday, and she's going to be yes on both. So it's no surprise. She's falling in line with Nancy Pelosi. You know, that's a swing district. We're really excited to flip that back to Republican where it belongs. Like I said, folks are frustrated. They see it as pure politics. It's really clear the Senate's going to acquit. You know, President Trump is a threat to the Democrats, and they'll do anything they can do to redo the election of 2016. It's absolutely wrong, and it's going to backfire in 2020.
Yeah. So yeah, and you're right. And here's the op-ed, voting yes on both. I think that's a huge political mistake on her part.
I do
see how that plays out well for her here when I see the support for impeachment. There is no crime here. There's no underlying crime. We know now from Michael Horowitz all the things that have happened concerning the predication, if you will, of the investigation of Carter Page. All of these things, Laura, they've really turned people off. And I talk to people every day. I talk to independents and Democrats. They're all sick of this. People that have never voted for a Republican in their lives said, I'm going to be voting for Donald Trump this time. People that I've known my whole life that are Democrats saying they're going to be voting for Donald Trump. It's shocking to me. And if the Democrats don't understand that, they need to get out of Washington more.
Yep. And you know what? President Trump and Vice President Pence, they recognize that. They're not going to let the people down. That's why they're coming here this week again. It's the second time this year that the president's come to Michigan. It's the fourth time that the vice president's come here. And they're here to talk about their track record of accomplishments and the president's vision for 2020 and how it's going to affect everybody across Michigan and everybody across the country and why he needs to be reelected. You know, unemployment is at historic lows. In 50 years, we haven't seen these kind of numbers. It's absolutely imperative that people come and listen to what the president has to say. Look at your pocketbooks. Look at your businesses. Look at how much you have in your savings, your 401k. See how that is soaring. The economy under his policies are making our economy hum. And that's why we need to reelect our president.
No question. And I think that the turnout's going to be incredible come Wednesday. That's the date I think that we're angling toward for there to be an impeachment vote. And so he could be impeached that day and the biggest rally. And, I mean, talk about interesting times, right? I mean, obviously you're going to be there. I'm going to be there at the rally in Battle Creek, as is Ivy. We're going to be there, our entire team. And I just think it's an incredible time because I think Donald Trump is going to do something that's never been done before. He's going to be impeached, and then he's going to be reelected by a wide margin.
Yep, yep, absolutely. There was something on Meet the Press, like a focus group on TV last night in Kent County, and voters are talking specifically about the impeachment, and they're frustrated. There was a focus group done in Saginaw, and basically most of the people that voted for Obama than Trump, they said that if they come to the polls, they will reelect our president based on those you know, conversations that they had with folks absolutely in Saginaw, Michigan, the heart of Michigan.
Yeah, let me ask you this. We know about Slotkin and Haley Stevens, right? We know about those two being in district. But what about expanding the board? Instead of just trying to get those two seats back, is there some place in Michigan where you can see an opportunity, any district where you see an opportunity?
Well, the third, again, we're gonna consider that that is not a Republican seat anymore, and we're going to flip that back. That's Justin Amash's seat. And that's we have some exciting candidates running for that seat as well, and we're going to fight really hard to make sure we flip the third. You know, we're focusing on bringing back our incumbents, growing it in those three seats, and then, you know, maybe we'll have a couple pickups as well. We'll see how that flushes out as we go through the process. We're really excited to work on that. We're excited to retire Gary Peters and
that'd be nice.
Elect John James to U.S. Senate. That would be huge for Michigan. I would love to have a voice in the Senate
Right. Representing
our state.
Wouldn't
and
that
our
be
values.
Nice? Yeah. And well... Yeah. And I hope that happens, Laura, and we're going to talk to you, I'm sure, quite a bit more. I'm going to leave it right there for today, but I will be running into you, I'm sure, over the next couple of days. Good talking to you, as always.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
There you have it. Laura Cox here, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.